It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
That's right. What exactly does follow? Who knows? And that's what's so fun about this show. Back on the show with me tonight is really one of my favorite people ever, dear friend of mine, Pamela Osley. She's a regular on the show. Pamela is, you know, she's an author. She's a consultant. She's a radio show host, professional psychic. She's an aura specialist. We've talked lots about auras. To find out more about Pam, you can go to auracolors.com. It's AuraColors.com. Auracolors.com. She's written the books Infinite You, Love Colors, Make Your Dreams Come True, and one of my favorites, Life Colors. So welcome so much, Pam. I'm so glad you're back on the show.
All right, Jane. We always have fun, don't we?
Yes, we do. I love it. So we were talking, you know, several times we've gotten on to the aura colors thing because it's pretty fascinating. I mean, it's extremely fascinating and not everybody understands it. And the cool thing is that they can go to your website and literally take this cool free quiz and within minutes kind of get their life colors and their personality. And it always shocks them because it's always spot on because they just answer some questions and then your formula calculates and it tells them a little bit more insight about, you know, what makes them tick. So that's a lot of fun. But there's other things that I would love to talk to you about. And that is dual universe, parallel universe. I want to step into that realm a little bit deeper and maybe have you explain from your, you know, your understanding about how that is and how we can experience, we can be here now, like you and I are on the radio right now, but then we sidestep over here and we can have this whole other life experience. What do you, you know, tell me about that. Tell me your experience with the parallel situation.
With parallel universes. Okay, that's one of my favorite subjects because, well, first of all, number one, quantum physics, there's a lot of physicists that already have evidence. I mean, Stephen Hawking was talking about it, David Deutsch, that there are such a thing as the multiverse, parallel universes. And they've got different ideas of what those might be, you know, just they've got different versions of what they think parallel universes are. The way I describe them is, well, and so does David Deutsch and other people. It's like, well, let's put it this way, Jane. We are infinite beings. Our souls are so much bigger than what we've been taught. We just think we're these little biological machines and then you die and that's it. Other people believe, well, then you die, but then your soul leaves your body, and then you go to heaven, or you go to some other place, which to me is a parallel universe, another frequency, another dimension. But physicists such as David Deutsch is talking about that, it's so profound. He even says if you die in one universe, you might still be alive in another one. So this is how profound this actually is, and I like to use the analogy of radio frequencies, but let's start with this. What they're actually saying is, let's say you're walking down the street to go meet somebody for lunch, and you pass the store and you go, oh, guy, I would really like to go in there and buy a new pair of jeans, but I just don't have time. I just need to get to this, you know, this lunch meeting. And so you keep going. But every time you make a choice, and this is quantum physics, this always blows me away. Every time you make a choice between one thing and another, there's an actual you that split off and went into that store and bought those jeans. And then continued on with your life. And it is actually having its own life, your own life, just in a parallel universe. Now, that sounds so much like science fiction. But remember, a lot of things that used to be called science fiction are now science fact.
Right.
Space travel and flight and around world and radio and television and internet and cell phones. All of that stuff used to be science fiction. Going to the moon. And so what they're saying is that there are basically, we're infinite beings, that there are an infinite number of parallel universes. So there's not just one reality. And just to put this into a form so that people don't go, what are you talking about? I mean, and we've got movies out about it, Somewhere in Time and Sliding Doors and Back to the Future and Frequency. There's a whole bunch of movies out there that talk about parallel universes when you make one choice versus another. But I like to use the analogy because I think it's the simplest way to understand it, of radio waves. So let's say that you are in the room you're in right now, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but I swallowed something wrong tonight, so I'm going to be choking a little bit. Anyway, in the room you're in right now, there's at least 10 radio stations broadcasting. And those radio waves are all around you right now. But you don't know they're there because you're not tuned into that frequency of each one of them. So you could go over to the radio dial and turn on to 101.7 and hear the music, the talk, the show that's on that, and it becomes part of your reality. Now, if you go shift that to 99.9, now you're going to hear a different radio program, the talk, the music, the discussion that's going on there, and that becomes your reality. Mm-hmm. Now, the radio waves of 101.7 are still around you. They're still in the room, but you don't know that anymore because you're not set to that frequency. You're not aligned with it.
Wow.
And that, to me, is the same way that parallel universes work.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
Well, no. Okay. So I'm wrapping my head around this. So, mm-hmm. So are we able to get it or to, how do we remember or how do we understand that we're having these different experiences? You know, so one Jane is going ahead to this lunch. The other Jane goes to buy this kick-ass pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. You know, is there a way to understand that we're having this dual situation?
Not only understand it, we should be able to, we can use it.
Okay.
What I've discovered is anytime we've come up with a new discovery, we didn't think flight was possible until they discovered flight, aerodynamics. What am I thinking? I'm trying to think of the name of it and it just went right out of my head. Anyway, the philosopher, the terms that allow us to fly. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not aerodynamics. I know what it is. I just can't think of the name of it right now. And usually I'm very smart. Until we discovered the physics of that, we didn't know we could fly.
Right.
Now, understanding, but anytime we've discovered something new, it's given us more freedom. Like we discovered that the world was round. It gave us more freedom. We weren't stuck in one little continent afraid to fall off the earth. So when I went, okay, they've discovered parallel universes, a multiverse, that means if that exists, we should be able to use that to add more freedom to our life. We're not limited. We can fly. We mm-hmm. can go around the world. We can, you know, whatever, right? We don't have to take ships to sail across from one country to another. So I went, all right, I'm going to use this. So we've been taught, Jane, that there's only one reality. So believe it or not, we go in and out of parallel universes all the time. But because we only think there's one, well, every time you decide, I mean, there's a you that married somebody from high school. There's a you that never married at all. There's a you that's married to the current person that you're married. There's a you that never had children. All of anything you ever dreamt of, anything you ever had the thought of or made a choice of, there is another you that is living that life. So one of the ways I know that we already have experience those other beings or those other versions of ourselves. I'm sure all of us have had deja vu, feelings of deja vu.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably you intercepting with another you that's having a similar experience, and somehow you guys came together. Like,
yeah.
Wait a second. So I went, all right, we have to be able to use these. So I actually, I've done this so many times. I've experimented with some profound things about consciously going into a different universe. So do you want me to tell you, I feel like I've shared this with you before, Jane, but maybe it was just you personally. One of the most profound examples that I did, and if I've told you this before, stop me, but maybe your listeners haven't heard this, is years and years and years ago, I fell head over heels in love with this musician. I was convinced that he was the one I was supposed to be with in this lifetime, right? But he wanted nothing to do with me. It's like, nope, you're blonde. I don't like blonde hair. I like brown hair. You know, no way. I've never seen myself in a relationship. I never see myself getting married. No way, no way, no way. And it was like, oh my gosh. And he literally, I live in Santa Barbara, right? West Coast.
Right.
He literally moved to the East Coast to join a band on the East Coast. And said, nope, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm not interested, blah, blah, blah. He moved to the East Coast. And I was devastated. I went, how could I have been that wrong? Oh my gosh, I thought for sure we were supposed to be together. Well, in the time after he left, I started learning about parallel universes, and I went, now wait a second. in parallel universes, there's one universe where I'm experiencing the one where he doesn't love me, he doesn't want to be with me, he's on the East Coast. There must be another version, at least one other version, probably an infinite number of versions, where he's actually in love with me and we're together and we're having a happy, great life. And so what I noticed, Jane, the way we shift into parallel universes is our thoughts, our beliefs, and our emotions. Our mm-hmm. emotions are the energy that moves us into a different one. So I noticed, I'm going to call it Universe One. Universe One, I noticed in that universe, my belief was that I had low self-esteem. I went, I'm not lovable, not attractive. Why would someone want to be with me? I had insecurities, and I wanted to be with him, but I didn't believe I was lovable. And I really realized that was my belief, so therefore that was my experience in Universe One. And I went, well, I'm not going to stay in this universe. So I did a meditation where I visualized myself. I'm very visual, so I made it visual for me.
Mm-hmm.
I visualized this membrane, or it was like a curtain, but a membrane opening right in front of me, and I experienced myself opening up that membrane and walking into universe number two. And I looked around, and I went, okay, I can still see him on the East Coast, but I don't want to pull him back here because he likes the band he's with. He's enjoying his life. I would feel guilty. That's not a very nice thing to do. And I went, well, I'm not going to stay in this universe then because this one I'm not with him either. And then I went into universe three and four, and I got to universe five, and I went, okay, I stepped into universe five, and I had the experience that I was lovable, and he missed me, and he was totally actually in love with me. And I looked around, and Jane, I could smell the grass. I could feel the air.
Wow.
I literally experienced being in that reality. And in that one, I saw, in my third eye, I saw him giving notice to the bed. Now, by the way, he'd been gone for 2 years.
This wow.
2 years after he left. I hadn't talked to him, heard from him for 2 years. And I had just started learning about parallel universes now.
Hmm.
And then, so I saw him giving notice to the band, breaking up with whatever girl he was seeing at the time, because he's a musician and he's a cutie pie. And then giving notice, deciding he was going to go to Iowa to see his meditating friends. Then he was going to go to Los Angeles to see his rock and roll friends, being a musician. And then he was going to come back to Santa Barbara to be with me because he missed me and he was really in love with me. And I felt it, Jane. It was so real. It was like it was very reality for me. I knew it was real.
Hmm.
My emotions aligned with it. My vision aligned with it. My experience, I could feel it even in my body. And 2 weeks from that day that I did it, I went, well, I'm going to track him down and call him. Now, this is not, I wasn't stalking him.
Mm-hmm.
In the reality that I was in universe number five, of course I was going to contact him because he was in love with me and we were basically a couple. So I called him and I went, how you doing? And he said, well, 2 weeks ago, I gave notice to my band. I was seeing this girl and we're not seeing each other anymore. I'm going to go to Iowa, then I'm going to go to Los Angeles, and I'm coming back to Santa Barbara. And I went, totally freaked out. That was 36 years ago. We've been together now 36 years.
Wow.
So that was a dramatic.
So cool.
Now, here's the deal. Some people could see like, oh my gosh, you stalked him, you manipulated him. I go, I had nothing. No, I did not.
No.
I changed my version of me. I felt lovable in that. When I changed my energy, I changed my perception of reality and actually was in a different reality. And Jane, here's the weird thing about this whole thing. When I was in Universe One, all of my girlfriends were complaining about there was no good men out there. They were all single. They wanted to be married or in a relationship. They wanted to have children. And they were all complaining in Universe One. When I shifted over to Universe Five, I'm not kidding you, all of my girlfriends were in relationship. They were engaged. They were getting married. They were planning on having children. Like, as soon as I changed into Universe Five, everything around me, all the people around me were different in that
wow.
universe. So it wasn't just my imagination.
Right.
And he's secretly in love with me anyway.
Right.
I literally changed into a different universe.
So
and that's one of the most dramatic stories that I have. I've done a lot of them.
I'm such a fan. So just listening to this, if I'm sitting at home and I'm listening to this interview and I'm thinking, well, how do I do this? How do I learn how to shift my awareness and split off into this other space, this other universe. How do I learn how to do that? If I'm just like, what, you know, like my life sucks and nothing's going right and yada, yada, yada. You know, we all have those people in our life. You know, and I've been a Debbie Downer at times in my life where things just aren't going well. How do we make that conscious split shift and move into this other room?
Good. I'll give you the steps on that. And Jane, you're okay. My witness. You know this person.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm, you saw me.
Oh, no, 100%. I think it's adorable. And it, yeah. And you know, who was always saying, he's your guy, you know,
come on. So these are the steps of how I know to change into a different reality.
Okay.
First of all, imperative. You have to believe this is possible. You can't just think, oh, this is my imagination. It's woo-woo. It's not reality. I'm going to, you know, people will think I'm crazy if I think that way. I'm just like, you know, people thinking that they'd be crazy if they thought the world was round, right?
Right.
So number one, you really got to give this a shot. And if you need to research parallel universes, David Deutsch, Stephen Hawking, they all talked about multiverses, right? David Deutsch is my favorite. He's not spiritual, but he definitely has evidence. And this double slit experiment, they have evidence that parallel universes exist, that they're real. So number one, you really got to believe, at least lean in that direction more than, well, we don't know everything about reality, right?
Okay.
So the next thing you got to do, this is the tricky part. You need to experience and believe that there is another reality. Matter of fact, there's an infinite number of other realities, parallel universes, very similar to this one, and some of them are radically different to this one. And then the key, Jane, is using your imagination. It's like Einstein said, imagination
right.
is more important than knowledge, because what you think you know can limit you. So you use your imagination, your feelings, you feel it in your emotions, in your body, you step into something. I usually do it with my eyes closed because it's easier for me to imagine a different reality. But here's the key. This is the toughest one. You absolutely have to drop the other universe. You literally have to feel yourself stepping out of it. That is no longer part of your reality. Now, just so you know, the same people will be in other universes, unless you don't want them there, and then believe it or not, they won't be in that other one. But they'll be in the other universe, but probably slightly different, because you're different. So you have to drop the first one. Like, I am no longer attached to this. It is no longer my life. It is not my frequency. I no longer give it energy. I am stepping into a brand new frequency, just like changing the station on your TV
right.
or your radio or anything else. You literally change your frequency and stop listening to the other one. Now, what most people do is they go, okay, I imagine it. Then they open their eyes and they go right back to believing the old one. It's out of habit. But what I'm going to tell you is even the old one is not one reality. You shift in and out of it all the time. So it's not one. It's just, we just believe in one, so you think it's been one consistent reality. But you know the other reason why I know that's not always the case, Jane?
Why is that?
If you first start talking to somebody and you talk about, well, remember, you know, 2 years ago when we did this, and they go, that's not what happened. That's not how it happened. It happened this way. We did this, this, this. No, we didn't. It went this way and this way and this way. We got a totally different frequency.
Perception.
About the past.
Sure. Yeah.
And we just think, oh, you got bad memory or somebody else is remembering it wrong. But it's probably they were in literally in a different parallel universe.
Oh.
So the key is to step out of the number one universe that you've been in. Let it go. Don't talk about it. Don't struggle with it. To me, this is an easier way to change my life than feeling
wow.
like, oh, I've got to overcome something.
Right.
I have to work on changing something. I have to change somebody on the outside. No, you don't. They can stay where they are. So my friend, I can tell you this, my friend in all five of those universes, there's a version in universe one where he's still on the East Coast playing with that band and with somebody else. That exists. I didn't have to change him. I didn't have to convince him to come back with me. I had to drop it, leave it alone, not be attached to that, not align with it, not even have the emotions of that one.
Mm.
And I needed to move into the one that I wanted to be in. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I love what you just said about you know, when you're in a conversation with someone and you're talking about something that occurred 2 years ago and you have this specific memory and then they have a memory, but they're nothing alike.
Yep.
And I've even gotten into not arguments, but kind of like, you got to be kidding me. you don't remember that we did ABC? And they're like, no, we did CDE, you know? And I'm like, what? Like, what happened? But that, the way that you just articulated it makes so much sense, because they were over in universe B. I'm over here in universe A. And mm-hmm. we, of course, are having different life experiences because we're right. stepping off in a different direction. That makes total yeah. sense. Like that, that now alleviates.
Yeah. And then you both rendezvoused in like universe D. You
right.
came from A and they came from
right.
B, and you both showed up in universe D with different
right.
histories. It's like, no, then what are you talking
right.
about?
Right. But it also yep. kind of gives you, it's kind of cool. You don't have to sit there and get into some pissing match with somebody or try to get in an argument about the way they remember it or the way that you do. It's like you have your life experience, and yep. it makes it easier to just say, okay, well, I was obviously over here doing this while you were over there doing that. And it's okay that we had different experiences.
Yep, that's it. And it's
to argue about it makes no sense. What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I do this all the time with my mom, and she goes, no, we did this. And I go, well, we were in a different movie at the time.
There you go.
I wasn't in that movie when you were doing that movie.
Yeah. Wow. That is.
And the thing is, this is physics. It's physics. We're learning that we're much more expansive and powerful and amazing beings than we've been taught.
Right.
The old Newtonian physics say, no, we're very limited. There's one reality. You know, it's so limited. It's so small thinking. And the
right.
way that I think is very expansive. And then I find that there's evidence, there's scientific evidence for what, and by physicists.
Right.
What I'm talking about. So like, okay, if they've got evidence of that, I'm going to use it.
Sure. So with death, which this whole show is about, that next realm, like the next room, right? Where we go next.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel, or is it your experience and your education that it's just another parallel universe? So
yes.
it's not really, it's just
yes.
a, okay.
That's exactly what it is. People that have crossed over have changed their frequency. They're vibrating
okay.
at a different level. And they're
so nothing
different...
to fear.
No, and they're right here. This cool thing about parallel universes is there's no time or space separating them. They're as close as your breath. Not even. We overlap. That's why when people could say, oh, they saw a ghost in a house or a spirit, or they saw an energy, or they saw orbs, or they saw something, you're probably seeing something in a parallel universe. You're being able to sense it or see it. It's right there. And the veil's getting thinner in between the universes.
Mm.
And the thing is the reason we only experience, quote-unquote, one reality is because that's what we focus on. That's
right.
what we focus on. When we go to sleep at night, we dream. We're in all kinds of different realities.
Oh,
our
yeah.
mind, our consciousness is not trained to waking life, and that's it. And let me add this. If someone's going to step out of, like, universe one, you don't like it, it's imperative that you change your perception of the other person. I actually had to change my belief about that person, that I wasn't good enough for him, that he wasn't attracted to blonde, the blah, 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 blah. I had to actually change my perception, because if you focus, use your imagination to go into a different parallel universe, and yet you come back and have the exact same beliefs or understanding or thoughts or perspective of that person, you're going to go right back into universe one. Did you see the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve?
Did I see it? Do you know that is my favorite? I own my own copy. I have the soundtrack. I force everyone to watch it in my family over and over and over. And like, so beautifully done, and such a classic old movie that talks about time travel. And when I was a kid, I practiced time travel. Like I made things move around our house. I made my music box start playing, and it was upstairs. I did all kinds of crazy stuff just because I thought I could. And my parents were okay with me being a little strange, and they're having a good laugh now, you know? So, yes. So tell me your thought about that movie, because I love it so much.
Well, it's a really good example. I wish Hollywood would stop making everything so, you know, negative or fear-based or depressing, you know, and let people live, like, you know, phenomena and stuff like that, what we can do with our consciousness. But Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve, you see how he did that. He fell in love with someone who was from a different era.
Yeah.
And then in order to go be with her,
he went back.
He changed his clothes.
Oh, yeah.
He did everything and used his imagination and basically imagined himself in the realm that she was in.
Yeah, and he
right?
did go, oh, I know, I love that movie so much.
Yeah, and then you see, and then, you know, what Hollywood had to do, because they have to have conflict and everything.
Yes, of course,
and,
of
and,
course.
And I don't want to give away the movie to people.
No.
You know, there was a way that all of a sudden he saw something old and it brought him back into a different universe. Like, oh,
right.
No, go back and do it again.
I know.
But it's the same philosophy. It's the same technique.
Wow.
Of really immersing yourself. And it's, you know what, once you really get this, it's so much easier. If you get, our problem is we get very, our challenge is we get very attached to our emotions and our drama and we can't seem to let it go. And that's what keeps us stuck in a particular parallel universe. And then people argue, and I always say, you know, argue for your limitations and they're yours. No, but you don't understand, this person is like this and I can't get them to change. It goes, well, you're going to stay stuck in that reality if you're so adamant about this is how it is. It's like, it's just going to keep you there. So if you let it go and you go, that's one version of reality, that's one way to do it, that's one way they are, but there's an infinite number of universes it just that you can align with, that you can adjust your frequency, your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs, your imagination. You align with that and it changes. Haven't you had those days where it's like you're in a bad vibration and everything goes wrong? Everything, it just falls on one after another. It's like, God, what is going on today? And then you have those days where you're doing great. You got a high frequency. All the traffic lights turn green for you. The traffic gets out of the way. Everything goes easy. It's a frequency, a vibration. That's why when they say using appreciation, appreciating what you have will actually attract to you what you want.
Sure.
And what that is when you appreciate something, you're being grateful, you know, gratitude, gratitude and appreciation. You're raising your frequency into a parallel universe where all those things are positive, because now you're vibrating at that same frequency where everything is all fine and happy.
Yeah. Wow. That's so good. You know, to be continued, because we barely scratched the surface, but we're going to do the parallel universe show number two, because this is so good. I'm really, really enjoying this. And I just love the thought that stepping through death or into the next room is just another, it's just another awareness. It's another universe. We're just changing forms and moving through. My show tonight, my guest, Pam Oseley, auracolors.com. Go take the free quiz, find out your aura color, purchase her books. They're fabulous. They're super scientific based, but thoughtful and beautifully done. There's Infinite You, Love Colors, Make Your Dreams Come True, and Life Colors, all at auracolors.com. And lots of fun stuff. You can talk to Pam if you want, if you find her as fascinating as I do. I will tell you, an hour with this lady is worth 10 hours of any kind of therapy session. Bar none.
Infinite You, and thank you, Jane. And Infinite You, in my book, Infinite You,
yes.
I show people how to do parallel universes. And
there you go.
Two of my e-courses online. So I do share. And I've got meditations to help people do them, too.
I love it.
I've got lots of resources on the website.
You really do. It's a beautiful website. And you're a beautiful human being. And I love that you would take the time to continually come on the show. So next up, we'll do parallel universes show number two. Because we just need to, we'll dive even deeper. So thank you so much for coming on the show. Have a beautiful weekend and say hi to Bo.
Thanks. Oh, you said his name on the air. Oh my gosh. Thanks, Jane. It was fun. I appreciate being on your show.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Thank you.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.